Effectiveness of HRV biofeedback in decreasing anger among adolescents with autism spectrum disorder. Dr. Heidi Hillman's 2025 study represents a significant contribution to the intersection of psychophysiological self-regulation, emotion science, and developmental psychopathology. The study aimed to evaluate the therapeutic potential of heart rate variability, HRV, biofeedback for managing chronic anger in adolescents diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Anger, though adaptive in situations demanding self-assertion or defense, often becomes pathological when its threshold for activation is low, its frequency high, or its regulation impaired. This maladaptive form of anger presents severe developmental and psychosocial challenges, particularly in youth with autism. Hillman's research does not simply address symptom suppression, but seeks to build a model of durable, teachable, and physiologically grounded emotional regulation. The dual implementation of HRV biofeedback and de-escalation strategies makes this study particularly valuable, as it seeks both to dampen arousal through physiological regulation and empower cognitive self-intervention. Autism spectrum disorder. Autism spectrum disorder is a lifelong neurodevelopmental condition characterized by atypicalities in communication, restricted interests, repetitive behaviors, and difficulties with reciprocal social interaction. It exists along a continuum, with significant variability in cognitive ability, language fluency, and adaptive functioning. ASD affects approximately 1 in 36 children in the U.S., with a rising diagnostic prevalence that may reflect both greater awareness and changes in diagnostic criteria. One of the less frequently discussed, yet deeply impairing, features of ASD in adolescents is persistent emotion dysregulation. Adolescents with autism frequently report overwhelming internal states of anger, frustration, and anxiety that they cannot express or resolve adaptively. These experiences often stem from hypersensitivity to sensory inputs, e.g., loud noises, bright lights, tactile discomfort, difficulty in reading social cues, and deficits in perspective taking. Furthermore, many autistic youth experience alexithymia, defined as an impaired capacity to recognize and describe their emotions. This can result in somatic confusion, e.g., interpreting emotional tension as physical discomfort, making it difficult to initiate emotional regulation efforts. Recent literature demonstrates that aggressive outbursts, particularly those rooted in anger dysregulation, are observed in over half of autistic adolescents. These outbursts may include shouting, pushing, breaking objects, and, in some cases, self-injury. Importantly, such behaviors are not always goal-directed, but instead may reflect a nervous system that has exceeded its regulatory capacity. This study foregrounded the perspective that such behaviors must be addressed not only behaviorally, but also through interventions that recondition autonomic function. Hillman's use of identity-first language is consistent with the movement within autism advocacy communities to recognize autism as an integral part of an individual's identity and lived experience, not as an affliction to be separated from the self. Method. Hillman's methodological choice of a multiple baseline design across participants allows for strong within-subject comparisons while reducing the risk of confounding variables. In this design, each of the three participants served as their own control with staggered implementation of the intervention phases. This strategy strengthens causal inferences in small n studies by demonstrating that behavioral change does not begin until the intervention is introduced. The participants included three male adolescents aged 13, 16, and 18, all of whom had received an ASD diagnosis before age 6. Each adolescent had a documented history of intense, frequent, and socially disruptive anger episodes. These behaviors were sufficient to result in school suspensions, strained family relationships, and impaired peer functioning. The study setting was a counseling clinic, where each participant was introduced to the biofeedback equipment and intervention structure by a researcher trained in HRV-based protocols. Biofeedback sessions utilized the M-Wave 2, a portable, non-invasive device that employs photoplethysmography, PPG, to assess heart rate variability. PPG measures changes in blood volume in peripheral tissue using light sensors, providing accurate moment-to-moment data on heart rhythm. HRV itself is a biomarker of autonomic flexibility, reflecting the parasympathetic nervous system's capacity to counterbalance sympathetic arousal. Higher HRV is associated with greater resilience to stress, faster recovery after arousal, and superior executive control. In contrast, low HRV has been implicated in emotional impulsivity, affective disorders, and even physical illnesses such as cardiovascular disease. The study consisted of four sequential conditions: a no-treatment baseline, 2 weeks, HRV biofeedback alone, 4 weeks, HRV biofeedback plus de-escalation training, 4 weeks, and a 6-month follow-up with monthly check-ins. During biofeedback-only sessions, participants were trained to modulate their breath to increase HRV coherence, a metric that reflects a stable, sine wave-like heart rhythm. In the combined condition, they were also taught a structured, cognitively anchored de-escalation routine. 1. Rhythmic breathing. 2. Verbal normalization. I am feeling angry, and that is okay. 3. Positive mental imagery of a calming scene. And 4. Behavioral disengagement by physically removing themselves from the triggering situation. These steps integrated elements from mindfulness, acceptance-based interventions, and behavioral activation, enhancing real-world applicability. Results. The study's quantitative results demonstrated consistent and clinically meaningful reductions in both the frequency and severity of anger. Graphs presented in Figure 2 show that all participants experienced clear decreases in anger episodes during the HRV phase, with further reductions when de-escalation was added. Participant 1's mean daily episodes decreased from 7.6, baseline, to 3.2, post-intervention, while Participant 2's declined from 7.0 to 3.0, and Participant 3's from 5.4 to 2.5. These reductions corresponded with decreases in self-reported anger intensity, as measured on a 1 to 5 Likert scale. Participant 1's intensity declined from 5 to 2.5, and Participant 3's dropped from 4.5 to 1.5. Notably, these gains were not merely the acute effects of clinic-based training, but were sustained during the 6-month follow-up period. During follow-up, participants used the M-Wave 2 autonomously at home without externally enforced schedules. Participants 1 and 2 used the device once weekly, and Participant 3 reported twice-weekly usage. Their logs indicated sustained low levels of both anger episodes and intensity, suggesting durable skill retention and integration into daily life routines. These findings are particularly promising given that many psychosocial interventions for autistic youth show diminished effects outside of structured environments. The ability of participants to self-regulate using the M-Wave 2 at home, without the presence of a therapist or parental prompting, demonstrates the intervention's ecological validity and feasibility for long-term use. Discussion. Hillman's discussion links the study's behavioral findings with underlying neurophysiological mechanisms. The reduction in anger frequency and severity likely reflects improved regulation of the amygdala-hypothalamic-pituitary-adrenal, HPA, axis. In states of anger, the amygdala, a key emotional salient structure, initiates a cascade of physiological responses, including the release of cortisol. Cortisol mobilizes energy but also potentiates emotional reactivity, impairs prefrontal cortex-mediated control, and biases attention toward perceived threats. Chronic elevations in cortisol sensitize the nervous system, leading to hyperarousal and shorter fuses for anger. HRV biofeedback reverses this cycle by strengthening vagal tone, the influence of the vagus nerve on heart rate and parasympathetic control. Enhanced vagal tone results in greater emotional modulation, faster return to baseline after stress, and increased interoceptive awareness. When participants learned to upregulate their HRV during stress exposure, they effectively restored balance to their autonomic functioning. This change likely allowed them to recognize bodily cues of anger earlier, thereby preventing escalation. The addition of de-escalation techniques bridged the physiological and cognitive behavioral domains. Rhythmic breathing stabilized physiological arousal, verbal acknowledgement promoted emotional acceptance, imagery redirected attention, and walking away from triggers represented an act of behavioral boundary setting. Together, These elements not only provided in-the-moment coping tools, but also built metacognitive insight through awareness that one can intervene in one's own emotional trajectory. Importantly, the follow-up data suggests that these changes were not transient. Participants continued to apply both biofeedback and de-escalation techniques independently, a marker of internalized self-regulation capacity. The study thereby provides support not only for the efficacy of HRV biofeedback in autism, but also for its role in skill generalization and long-term behavioral transformation. Study strengths and limitations. The study's strengths are manifold. Its real-world implementation using commercially available, user-friendly devices demonstrates that effective biofeedback need not require complex or expensive infrastructure. The individualized, participant-driven design increased autonomy and engagement, while the multi-component intervention addressed both somatic and cognitive aspects of anger regulation. The inclusion of a 6-month follow-up is rare in adolescent biofeedback studies and speaks to the intervention's lasting utility. However, limitations must be noted. The small sample size, N=3, limits generalizability. The reliance on subjective self-report for anger intensity introduces response bias. Participants may have underreported anger due to social desirability or limited introspective ability. The study also lacked independent raters, e.g., teachers or clinicians, which would have improved measurement triangulation. Finally, the absence of formal generalization probes, e.g., tracking anger in school versus at home, prevents conclusions about cross-contextual efficacy. Future studies should address these gaps by including larger, demographically diverse samples, implementing multi-informant, multi-method assessments, and incorporating ecological momentary assessment, EMA, tools to track anger regulation across settings and time. Conclusion. Hillman's 2025 study represents a rare convergence of neurophysiological insight, applied clinical intervention, and methodological rigor. It demonstrates that HRV biofeedback, especially when paired with structured de-escalation strategies, is a powerful tool for teaching autistic adolescents to manage anger. Its non-pharmacological nature, accessibility, and emphasis on skill building make it a promising adjunct or alternative to traditional behavioral therapies. Given the growing urgency to support emotion regulation in neurodiverse youth and the need for interventions that generalize beyond the clinic, HRV biofeedback deserves a central role in future clinical programming, school-based interventions, and individualized treatment plans.